At the Animal Agriculture Alliance Stakeholder Summit, I am visiting with Lou Ann Troxell, who we know affectionately on Twitter as Dairy Lou, and that's L-U. And Lou Ann, first of all, it's great to meet you. Tell me just a little bit about yourself and who you represent, and then we'll talk about this conference we're at.
Sure. Well, I'm a dairy farmer from Northwest Indiana. A small dairy farm. We milk only about 130 cows. My husband is a veterinarian, and we run a large animal veterinary business out of our home as well. In addition to that, I'm president of the Indiana Professional Dairy Producers Organization. So I've had, you know, a lot of involvement with the dairy industry and also with the pharmaceutical and veterinary medical field. And so I was really excited when I got the opportunity to attend this Animal Ag Alliance meeting. I'm hungry for the information that I can find about some of the issues that I feel like we're always trying to present and make sure that we're doing it correctly, that we have the facts. I'm a big believer in being open. I want to be honest. And I think we have a great story to tell in agriculture. I've also found that people are interested in hearing what we have to say. So when we say, okay, we need to tell our stories, sometimes, you know, what does that mean? Well, you know, when I talk about my kids or my animals and some of the challenges, it's not always a perfect, beautiful story, but I think it touches a lot of people that we are hardworking, that we're trying to do the right thing. And like any industry, we have to be able to provide for our families, so we can't be losing money by doing it. So there's a lot of interesting things in the mix here.
Well, sustainability is a key word, buzzword that we hear a lot, and a lot of times what's overlooked, especially in the part of farming, is the financial sustainability, because it is a business, as well as some have said, a way of life, too. So that's a good point. What were you kind of, you said you were looking for information here. We're partway through the program. What do you think about the program so far and the kind of speakers and information we've got?
Oh, well, I thought it's just been fantastic. I especially loved Dr. Frank Mitlerner's talk on sustainability and also the information, the scientific information, and how some things were skewed, misinformation that was used to base policy decisions on. He frankly blew my mind. And that CAST Science website that has his study, peer-reviewed studies on, I intend to look more into that. But that, it's just fascinating to me. We demand science-based information, and there's a really good reason for that. I'm excited to hear some of the things behind that, because I think it just validates what we're trying to do.
In his case, for those who don't know, it was some work that he had done to basically find that an FAO, United Nations study on essentially called livestock's long shadow was very inaccurate in terms of comparing livestock greenhouse gas emissions to transportation, basically, and very much an international thing, but also his research focused on a lot of regional, too. So I did an interview with him to learn more. Going back home from here, what do you hope to kind of take home and do when you get back home?
Well, first of all, there'll be a bunch of catch-up work to do, because there always is. And but there's a lot of relationships that we continue. Maybe we've seen somebody again here or met some new relationships, or those connections are so important. We have got to be more aligned and more more informed as an industry. There just aren't that many people involved in agriculture. So as we try to build those bridges and make them stronger, that's all what we do when we go home. We just continue to build the communications, have good data, and frankly, do the best job we can. I'm going to go home and try to be the best dairy farmer I can be, and try to help others do it as well.
Well, I want to get one comment in here about using social media, because that is going to be coming up next on our program here, actually. As one of those pioneers in it, in the agricultural sector, it's been interesting to me to see how many dairy farmers have really taken advantage of some of these tools to try to tell the story of what it's like on their farm, what they do, to help, I think, engage and foster better understanding. So I applaud the dairy industry and see that you're on Twitter, of course, as I mentioned.
Yeah, and we use Facebook. We have a farm page on Facebook. I haven't done the blogging yet. I am kind of maxed out on the time thing, but I feel like social media has its place. I really do, and I've convinced my husband that it has its place, although he doesn't want to do it. But there's no question. These are great tools that we can use as well.
I have, since I started doing this, encouraged people to maybe just pick one thing and start with that, not get too overwhelmed with it. And frankly, there are some people for whom the social part of that isn't something they're real comfortable with, and that's okay too. But if you can and can make a little bit of commitment for time, it definitely is a way to start telling your story. I'm kind of getting tired of hearing people at conferences say, we in ag need to tell our story. I think there's a lot of farmers out telling their stories now.
I totally agree with you. I think that I have seen that change over the last, really not all that long of a period of time, but it has changed. And also people willing to make comments about blog posts that are in error. There's another side out there, and I think it's been awakened. I don't think there's any question about it.
We're hearing in the background, we've had a few technical audio issues here, and I think they're still working on them. Well, thank you very much, Lou Ann Troxell, one of the participants here at the Animal Ag Alliance Stakeholder Summit. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.